Hi everyone, this is Alan Forte. Never the same. That's my message for today. When I'm coaching people, I always encourage them in this way. Be better today than you were yesterday, and better tomorrow than you are today. It's a simple but profound bit of insight. If you want more in your life, you need to learn to be more than you were a moment ago. We need to learn to ask ourselves, how is it working out for us to keep living the way that we've always lived? If you can remember too much of how you were yesterday, you're probably not living enough like the Lord wants you to live today. Jesus doesn't just change that which is old. He helps us to put to death the old to make way for the new. You will never be the same when He's at work with you. It's impossible to experience His presence and to remain the same as you were before. Some of us have some old stuff that needs to be put to death, but we cannot do that just as we are. We need the strength of the new to put to death the old. Now, this may be confusing to us because Jesus wants us to die to the old before we can enjoy the new. Well, here is the answer to that. We have to learn to take our old person to the cross and to stay there until Jesus does the work of helping us to die to what keeps us from being made new. You will never be the same when you stand before the work of His hands. The problem for many of us, it is the cross. When we see the cross, we run away rather than towards. If we never go to the cross, we can never learn to go in the direction the Lord wants us to go. We think bad things happen at the cross, but the cross is the place in our lives where the ultimate good of God started. You will never be the same when you learn to live around the cross. At the cross, you will never walk the same. Abraham went from being a settler to being a wanderer at the cross. At the cross, you will never talk the same. Jacob went from speaking lies to speaking truths at the cross. And at the cross, you will never love the same. Paul went from being a lover of the law to a lover of all people at the cross. You will never be the same when you live at the place where new things are created. If you want your kids to live differently, go live at the foot of the cross. If you want your marriage to be better, go live at the foot of the cross, and you will be birthed into a new and better spouse. If you want your work to be better, go live at the foot of the cross, and a better worker will be created in you. You will never be the same when you decide the person that you were yesterday is too old to live another day of your life for you. Jesus wants us to live never desiring to be the same as we were before. When Moses met God, he went from being a shepherd to being a tool of deliverance. He was never the same. When the woman at the well met the Lord, she went from being scorned to being loved. She was never the same. How is being the same as you are working out for you today? It can never work to your good. Listen, you ought to want all the new that the Lord offers you. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, Scripture tells us this: therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Listen, you will never be the same when Jesus is working to make you something new each day. I've said this before. When the Lord has delivered you from a way of life, you must learn to stop living like you are a former sinner. Learn to live delivered. You don't have to apologize to the world for who you were. Tell the world who you are now, because you're never the same, and you'll never be the same when Jesus is around. With Jesus at the cross of your life with you, you won't talk the same tomorrow as you talk today. You won't work tomorrow the same way that you work today. So thank the Lord for being the kind of God who makes the new so amazing for us that we forget how good things were before. You will never be the same when you learn to let Him live in His name with you.